Om Shanti. Dr. Satish Gupta, he is a cardiologist and renowned expert on managing coronary heart diseases through spiritual healthy and happy heart lifestyle module. He wants to share a few words on the topic self-responsibility on health. So, let us have wisdom from him. I welcome Dr. Satish Gupta. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. You are under pressure of time. You are worried. You have fear. What happens? More thoughts. Thought pattern, this thing, the reaction, number of reactions will increase to 125,000 in a second. And then the body is not able to wash those toxins. And that is what leads to dis-ease. Those toxins, extra toxins in the body cells, that leads to dis-ease in that particular group of cells. And that leads to disease in that group of cells or in that organ of the body. This is how the disease starts in the body. So what we should do? See, in spite of so much of money being spent the world over, I have already shown you how the health is deteriorating. Physical health is deteriorating, mental health is going down, this is spiritual health. Hardly less than 1% people know about spirituality. Everyone talks about spirituality, but only very few people know about spirituality in the real essence. The very first principle of this concept is self-responsibility. Because healthy word comes from two words, heal plus die. That means heal thyself or heal yourself. It means that you are responsible for your own health. There is only one person in this universe who can look after your health. Who is that? Yourself, right? Doctors are not responsible for your health. Your family members are not responsible. Even God is also not responsible for your health. I take the responsibility in my hand to heal myself, right? I am the only one on this planet who can heal myself. So, you have to ask yourself every second, when you are getting angry, are you healing yourself or damaging yourself? When you are in a hurry, pressure of time, pressure of work, are you healing or damaging? Damaging, right? When you have anxiety, fear, you are damaging. When you are eating fried foods, are you healing or damaging? Damaging, right? When you are taking fruits, you are healing. Vegetables, salads, you are healing. Smiling, healing. When you are happy, you are meditating, you are peaceful, healing. Right? So, you have to ask yourself again and again. You are walking in silence, healing. Sleeping at the right time, getting up at the right time, healing. Right? Taking on medicines at proper time, healing. Missing your medicines, damaging. Right? So you have to ask yourself at every second. Self-awareness. Then if I have to heal myself, then I need to know who am I. So healthy means inner self-conscious or soul-conscious. And ever healthy means always soul-conscious. So, multidimensional approach, to heal thyself, one needs self-empowerment, and empowerment comes from true knowledge. And true knowledge comes from God. And God gives true knowledge in the form of information, education and counseling, first about himself, then about the soul, then about the mind, and then about the body. Human being word has come from two words. Humus, human word has come from humus, which is a Latin word. And humus means soil. And being means life force or soul. So human being consists of two things, soil and soul. Who am I? Soil or soul? Soul. Because see the difference between the two words is soil and soul, I and you. When you become soil conscious, you get I-ness and my-ness, which leads to body consciousness, role consciousness or material consciousness, and soul consciousness leads to universal consciousness or spiritual consciousness. So when you're outer self conscious, that is body conscious, role conscious and material conscious, all these three things are unstable. Body is unstable, role is unstable. Role means I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a very experienced person, I am very rich. So this role is unstable. Material, whatever you possess, is also unstable. Today it is there with you, tomorrow it may not be there with you. That leads to insecurity, and this insecurity, this instability, or body, role and material consciousness leads to ego, lust, anger, greed and attachments. And they in turn lead to various other mental tendencies, which is like ego leads to type A behavior, that is feeling pressurized all the time by work and time and your own habits, perfectionist, competitive, aggressive, jealousy. Lust leads to laziness and carelessness. Anger leads to cynicism and hostility. Greed leads to suspicious and assuming behavior. And attachment leads to anxiety and fear. And in turn, these 10 tendencies lead to hundreds of negative mental tendencies. So all the time, 5 vices and negative tendencies. And that is why a human being feels stressed. And in turn, these 10 tendencies lead to hundreds of negative mental tendencies. So all the time, 5 vices and negative tendencies. And that is why a human being feels stressed. Because all the negative tendencies, number of thoughts is increased very fast. The thoughts become very fast. Whenever negative thoughts are there, the speed becomes fast. Normally we get 15 thoughts in a minute, but when we are infested by the vices or negative tendencies, number of thoughts increase. When you have 15 thoughts in a minute, it's called a beta rhythm, but then you become beta plus and super beta. And more than 45 thoughts in a minute leads to madness, like schizophrenia or deep depression. And here with anger, greed, like when you get 20 thoughts, you feel worry, you feel anxiety and fear. 30 thoughts, you feel irritated. 35 thoughts, you feel angry. 40 thoughts, you become enraged. And 45% goes mad. Right? So this is how as the number of thoughts increase, that leads to stress. There is a chaos inside. So outer self-consciousness leads to stress, wrong food, wrong exercise, wrong sleep, and addictions also. These people then go for addictions. Like, you know, to decrease the stress, they go for smoking, they go for alcohol, they go for drugs. And that is how their life becomes like hell. On the other hand, if you are inner self-conscious or soul-conscious, what happens? It is soul-consciousness is stable. You feel foolproof security. And there are 7 energies which are coming out from the soul all the time. And these are knowledge, as I told you, purity, peace, and when your inside is full of these 7 energies, they are manifested in action, in the workplace as values. Because these 7 energies combine inside to produce values in action. Like 3 primary colors, like blue, yellow and red, they combine to give 150 secondary colors. Similarly, like knowledge, purity, peace, love, you get the truthfulness, right? Similarly, different combinations of these 7 energies, they give to truthfulness, fearlessness, humility, tolerance, contentment, concentration, determination, patience, etc. And so many other values. There are at least 56 values. So when a person totally is consciousness, in the consciousness is full of these energies and values, person feels stress-free. Number of thoughts decrease. Like, when you are churning knowledge and you have taken a pledge that I will remain pure, what will happen? Number of thoughts come down from 15 to 8. You start feeling some peace inside. When number of thoughts come down to 6, you feel love. You start realizing inside. You start liking people. Then, when number of thoughts comes down to 4, A, B, C, D, then you start feeling super sensuous joy, happiness. So you feel, start feeling stress free, there is no chaos inside, and then you have proper food. The food which heals you. Healthy food. You go for the food. You just take the food to live. You know, you take the food, minimum possible food, a real food which is healthy, to just to sort of make you sort of complete your work or whatever. At the right time, right food, right at the right time. Proper exercise, because you get up at, you get good sleep, and even 4 hours sleep is good enough for you, or 6 hours sleep is good enough for you, because you get delta sleep, and you get very good quality sleep, and you can get up early and go for exercise. And that is what makes you healthy and happy. Pressures can be internal or external, and they may not be modifiable. Internal pressures can be your nature. You are a short-tempered person, you are a very sensitive person, you are an emotional person. You have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have some problem in the leg, which may not be modifiable immediately. But one thing is modifiable, that is inner strength. Inner strength is strength of the inner self, soul. You can increase to any extent and then you will never be stressed. They are connected to the bliss. So 20 minutes of bliss in the morning hours between 4 to 5 can lead to harmonious release of 18 hormones. That is the first pulse in the morning. We call it early morning pituitary surge. All the college students, medical college students are taught about this. But no one remembers after when they are doing practice. So, if you can do this, and how you can get bliss? You can enjoy bliss only when there is a connection between soul and supreme soul. So that 20 minutes lost in that consciousness, only two thoughts. My soul, son of supreme soul. For you just get absorbed in that consciousness for 20 minutes. Because out of 45 minutes you should be absorbed for 20 minutes in bliss. Then you will get harmonious release of hormones, and in those 20 minutes you will see that the next 24 hours all the problems will come down. And mind has to be positive. What is mind? Team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. And there is a mechanism here in the body that adrenal gland. There are two adrenal glands, one on the right side, one on the left side. And there is a release of adrenal hormones, we call it cortisol, at 8 a.m. from the adrenal glands. That depends on whatever team you had up to 8 a.m. That means whatever type of thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories you have practiced up to 8 a.m. That will decide the amount of cortisol being released by the adrenal glands. If you have too much of thoughts, that means negative thoughts will have fast speed, too much thoughts, too much emotions, negative emotions coming, negative attitude, negative memories, what will happen? There will be release of lot of cortisol, adrenal hormone. Then once there is a lot of release of hormone, this cortisol hormone, then throughout the day you will feel, what you will feel? You will feel, yes, what you will feel? You feel pressure of time, pressure of work, irritated, anger, without any sort of someone provoking you. Automatically you will get inside. The speed of thoughts will become more. Then you need not get angry, you will automatically get anger. So whatever you do up to 8 a.m. decides the whole day. So this is the way. So proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep and proper use of medicines. So if you do this, 4 a.m. meditation, up to 8 you are charging yourself and take proper diet during the day, have proper exercise, proper sleep and proper use of medicines, then the energy comes out, all the 7 energies come out from the body and they assemble around your body and that makes your aura. Okay? So this is what Rajyoga means. Rajyoga is the science of art of harmonizing and art of harmonizing spiritual, mental and physical energy through connection with the ultimate source of spiritual energy for enjoying ever healthy and ever happy life. So this is what Rajyoga means. So through Rajyoga you can enjoy a really spiritual and physical well-being life. Shanti.